this working? Is this thing on? This is so experimental.
Is it? Are we good?
I think it's on.
I have no idea.
I think we're going!
Oh, God.
Woohoo!
Wait. Oh, man. What do you even start at this point? Where do you even start?
We start with the... We're starting at the beginning.
Day one.
I am waiting for Vecini. He told me to go back to the beginning.
With a six fingers.
So I'm waiting for him.
Hello.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You come my father.
Prepare to die.
See, I always thought that really Al Pacino as Scarface should have played that role.
That would have been
Hello,
weird.
Hello, you killed me. Whatever, you know. I'd see me blow the Scarface accent just all over the place. Hello, you killing my father.
Like it's Father like, Guido Sarducci.
It's like the pizza making Scarface. Father I'm gonna make you a bigger slice. Hello, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
Prepare yourself to die.
I'm a Guido Sarducci.
How about some music?
All right, I think that's about perfect at this point.
With food in your mouth, how's that great?
Yeah, I'm grubbing.
We're trying something new out this week. I've been using Pro Tools, but
this one's called Able Body. What?
Ableton Live. I'm just trying it. You know, I don't know. Seth turned me onto it. Says he likes it better, and I think it's cool. I like being able to just click a track instead of having to drag it in.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing.
You mean instead of having to drag it into the lineup type
thing? Yeah, with Pro Tools, I've got to take the track and drag it in right to where we're speaking. And this, I can just say, play now, which is cool. But I can't stop.
Well, you don't know it yet.
Yeah, I just don't know how to.
I mean, I'm sure there's a way.
So I'm kind of an idiot. I'm feeling like a little bit idiotic here.
Understandably.
So we're missing Bobby, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah. Where's Bobby?
Bobby.
Mitch and Zach.
Bobby.
Bobby, Mitch and Zach. Bobby, Mitch and Zach. Bobby.
Stop.
Okay, so, no, I mean, seriously, we miss him. And he wrote this thing to me. He's having some, his problems with his lady. And, He wrote this thing to me, and I just think it's so cool. You know, it was like an email today, sort of when he was telling me he wasn't going to be able to make it. And he said it would be cool for me to share it. So if you all are interested, some words from our man, Bobby. Man, oh man, I'll tell you, love is so great, and it's the most powerful thing. Beyond fear, beyond anything I could think of that instills an emotion. Love manages to get inside every synapse and every wayward thought, and it reminds you that this dream can take you places you can't prepare for, whether they are lofty elation or quicksand panic. I have never known any other sensation that can crown kings and dismiss them along the dramatic arc of a fragile human minute. This path marked in seconds, themselves an eternity that cannot be avoided. That was pretty cool.
So he's having troubles with the love.
Yeah.
The love doctor.
Some lady problems. And I thought this was a very beautiful, optimistic outlook on life, despite whatever he's going through, you know?
It's true, man. I the deeper you get into a relationship, the more you begin to realize what an effect it has on you. That's no longer allowed. I've been cut off.
Well, you can't eat all the quesadilla while I'm reading Bobby's stuff here. It's not fair.
He's grubbing.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about that last band. Who was that last band?
MK Ultra. That's John Vanderslice.
JVS, as we like to call him.
Yeah. I dug that up off of Epitonic, and I guess it was a 2000 release from the album The Dream Is Over. And that's the name of the song as well.
Or the V-Slice.
V-Slice in the house, yo.
It kind of sounds like Velveeta Slice, but I'm digging V-Slice.
Velveeta. Okay.
Wow, whoever's on laugh track is a little bit behind.
Whoa.
Thank you.
That's my impression of a car alarm, or actually more of like a warehouse alarm. But that's
ooh, more of that, Zach. That was really
that was fun, right? So that was Catnap by Kato. They're a band from UK. I actually found them on the Silver Sun Pickups website, and I really dug them, so I threw them on the show because I wanted to give them some love. Silver Sun Pickups, by the way, I was going to segue for you. Hit it, dude. Come on, get in there.
It's all you, Zach.
You know that I'm absolutely losing my poo-poo about this one. September 7th, the Silver Sun Pickups are supposedly going to come to us and play an acoustic set. And if you guys don't know the Silver Sun Pickups, go to silversunpickups.com and make a click and listen to a sign. They have a new album. It's called Pykul. It's actually called Pykul. It looks like pickle.
P-I-K-U-L.
Yeah, it looks like could be pickle, could be P-cool. I thought it was P-cool. But I went to a show and they were like, no, it's Pie Cool and you're an idiot. And I was like, sweet, I'm an idiot. So, and I really liked them. We went and saw them open for Heliosequence. And that's how we found Heliosequence because we went to Modest Mouse show and Heliosequence opened for them. Remember that?
It's all related.
It's all interconnected. Yeah. Man. It's like fibers on a rope, man. It's twisted.
But you know, they might not come. So I wouldn't bother. Even
don't say
getting
that.
Excited about
well that's
it.
The whole thing is I am so super excited and I have to not I'm like losing it because
they're totally going to be here. Don't even put all that
I think they will
negativity out there.
And you know, I have to say this, like the Silver Sun Pickups record at a place around here called The Ship, and The Ship
is the shit,
is awesome. And they've got like this kind of like artistic collective thing going where, you know, they record music, they've hooked up with a clothing company that makes clothing, and they just all try to help each other out. And this is in our neighborhood that we live in, and to be honest, I'm really excited to get to meet these people and get their thoughts on things and just see what's going on and
stuff.
Well, this is our neighborhood. This is like where I've been for the last few years, and I take a lot of pride being, you know, living over here. I really like it. So, and you know, I've gotten really excited. A couple other bands, you know.
So you don't want to jinx it, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that
by saying that it's going to happen,
right? And then, yeah, I don't want to put the juju on it.
The juju.
The juju. If you give it the juma jum shum.
How about we give it the dork report?
Ooh. Lee.
Howdy. And welcome to another installment of the dork report.
Howdy.
From theleeshow.com. Lee, the paperboy podcaster in Powhatan, Virginia.
I love the alliteration.
Rod Stewart appeared in federal court Tuesday saying he was there to defend my honor in a breach of contract lawsuit filed by a Las Vegas resort. Clay Aiken
Stewart
is selling his Los Angeles area home to return to his North Carolina hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina. Ooh. American Idol finalist Bo Bice is recovering from surgery. Oh. 50 Cent is suing a car dealer over ads that he said used his trademark name without permission. Don Ho has been released from the hospital 3 days after he was admitted with shortness of breath, his spokeswoman said. You know, I want a spokeswoman. Don Ho has a spokeswoman. I want a spokeswoman.
I'll be your spokeswoman.
Iron Maiden has been added to the Hollywood Rock Walk. Hold on.
Awesome.
Hold on.
Let's go there.
I think he's lighting up a cigarette. Hold on.
Iron Maiden has been added to the Hollywood Rock Walk.
What was that?
Courtney Love admitted using drugs in violation of her probation terms. The rocker actress was ordered into drug treatment program. Pearl Jam, on September 1st, will launch its own digital download store on its official website. Hours after their completion, full concerts from the group's fall tour will be available for
$10,
cool. $9.99, as 192K MP3s. The Talking Heads have expanded their 8 studio albums with previously unreleased content for their release as dual discs. It'll be a box set coming out October the 4th. Ryan Adams will release his second album in 2005 with his band The Cardinals, Jacksonville City Nights, on September 27th. Bob Moog, inventor of his namesake range of synthesizers and one of the most significant figures in the evolution of electronic music, died August 21st at his home in Asheville, North Carolina. Neil Diamond's next studio album will be a self-titled affair, the first for the performer in his 40-year career. Neil Diamond will be released November 8th, produced by Rick Rubin.
Forever in
and that is the music news. Here's who's going to be Rock on TV, at least through Monday.
I told you.
Paul Anka on Biography Thursday night. Ringo Starr and Colin Hay from Men at Work will be on Soundstage Thursday night. On Jay Leno Thursday night, Papa Roach. On Conan O'Brien, Billy Idol. On Craig Ferguson, Our Lady Peace. On Carson Daly, Sum 41. And Warren Haynes from Government Mule. Friday on Letterman, All American Rejects. I think that's a rerun. Jimmy Kimmel, Jason Mraz. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
He's from around here. Yeah. Conan O'Brien, Mudvayne. Craig Ferguson's Last Train Home. Saturday, SNL will be running a Saturday Night Live. For those of you not in the business, will be Keen. Now, wasn't Keen that a Christian group or something? I don't know. Yeah. Monday,
are they?
Ellen will have William Shatner. Tavis Smiley, who I believe is on the PBS.
Go Tavis.
One of them UHF channels. But if you have the cable TV, you don't know nothing about that. Tavis Smiley will have George Clinton. Hello. Jay Leno will be hosting Willie Nelson and Jessica Simpson. Conan O'Brien will have the Alkaline Trio.
Ooh.
And the new releases that came out this past Tuesday.
I like that one.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Ooh. New Pornographers. Mm-hmm. Delbert McClinton. Portastatic. And a guest on this very show on Notes from the Underground, John Vanderslice. His Pixel thing came
we
out.
We love him.
And listen to that. I actually printed up the Dork Report this week. And on a personal note, thank you for all of the very nice things you said about me in the Dork Report. I love you all.
You're welcome.
And maybe next week on the Dork Report, instead of reading entertainment news, I might read Powhatan, Virginia news.
Oh, so that'd be
looking
awesome.
Forward to that.
No.
Peace.
No,
we're
cool.
Out.
Peace.
Peace out.
No, of course it's cool, but Powhatan, Virginia can't be that big, dude. I gotta give Lee props. He's obviously a very worldly, very cool guy who lives in Powhatan, Virginia, and I'm sure that stifles him ever so much.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like living in Indianapolis. People say it's a city, but really it's just a sprawling hick.
Yeah.
It's the hick tick.
But I feel like sometimes I get stifled just living here in LA. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I think.
I mean, I find a lot more.
Portland.
I'm finding more culturally on the internet than I have been like from people that I meet around here.
That scares the shit out of me, I got to tell you.
Why?
Well, because I like face to face interaction.
Me too.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. That's terrible. I tried really hard. I'm
that
sorry.
So gross.
Renica, what do you think about that?
By the way,
what do you think about that?
Two things. Renica's
I think
here.
I just said it.
So we're just going to throw it. She was like trying to be all she like, was like, don't say it's me.
She's like, well, you can hand me the microphone, but I'm not going to say anything.
Right. I'm going to be really quiet. And the minute like Lee goes to light up a cigarette, I was like, he's lighting up a cigarette. But she's like, really? And in the background, it's like, oh, really? And she,
really?
I think you were insinuating possibly that he was lighting up a marijuana cigarette.
I insinuated no such thing.
I believe you did.
And incidentally, I'm very shy.
Oh, right. Incidentally, I'm very shy. And she spoke throughout the entire Dork Report.
Incidentally.
She's like, who the hell is that? I never heard of that guy before. Wait, who was the guy
me sound so charming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not intentional.
No, he didn't make you sound like that, Renica.
Oh, see, I can't say that.
That's my boyfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
I cannot
Isn't
say that.
Sweet.
Thank you. Thanks, Mitch. Mitch got, you know, he's got
just
back.
Trying to keep back. It real.
You know, just in case. So,
Lee the Dork does sound like Dr. Evil once in a while. Mostly at the beginning of the report.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
really?
Got a little bit of that going.
Really
have you noticed?
Ten paper boy from Broadcast.
Got a really special shoe. Okay.
Exactly.
I love Lee. To be honest, Lee, I think that, you know, after you listen to this one, you need to call in again. Maybe we find a night where we just talk to Lee again. He does like more of a live something. Or
I know, we had that guy on the line that...
He's gone.
What's his name? Josh?
Josh, yeah. Well, no, I want Lee.
Josh Hall.
Lee, we miss you.
Josh.
Call us.
Josh.
Next week.
Josh Hall.
I'd give my number online, but just email us and I'll give you my telephone number and you can call me and we'll hook it up.
Actually, Zach, we got a bunch of housekeeping affairs to go over, don't we?
What?
Well, we need some people to call in. We need some people to vote.
Oh, yes, we do.
We need some people
We have not been mentioning this enough.
We need
and this is a problem.
We need some peoples.
So here's the deal, people. We want more people to listen. But the truth of the matter is, people can't listen if they don't know we exist. So
true.
We're losing listeners.
And I don't even care about losing listeners. I want to give people the opportunity to hear us. And it's very difficult to find – being someone who goes out and searches podcasts, because Mitch has given me this a terrible, annoying bug, and I'm like addicted now. So I go out and look for them. It is difficult to sift through every single one. So the best way for us to get in front of viewers is a website
listeners.
Called Pod – the best way for us to, I work at an I'm in editorial, so I work in print, and viewers
so
it's
a hard
comes
time
natural.
When people interrupt him, that's why.
Sorry.
Not at all. You're a real jerk. So podcastalley.com. It is on our website. You can vote for us. I think it actually is.
It's right under all our contact info.
Yeah, it's on the right. There's basically three columns on our website. You know,
and it's a basic three column format.
Yeah, it's the rightest most columnist.
Can I vote for you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody can vote, and everybody gets one vote
per month.
Per month.
Right. Oh. So basically, if you
so let's get two. Everybody, let's get two votes. It's right at the end of August.
Yeah. So vote now.
Vote now, and then in like 2 weeks, vote again.
And then again.
So that
in October,
because we need it. We need the help.
I'm not willing to admit defeat yet.
Don't even think that I don't even think it's we're the ones that need the help. It's other people that need the help.
But well,
we're going on and on like this is some kind of like
big thing,
fun
really,
drive or whatever.
Yeah, no.
You're doing
also,
a telethon.
Yeah, telethon.
And we'll give you away these shiny stickers and this pointless cassette.
I mean, wherever do you get content like this? Not on the commercial radio stations, that's for damn sure. So vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Right. Support NFTU. That's the acronym for our title. Yeah.
NAFTU.
NAFTU. I am NAFTU, queen of the logicians.
Also, we got Skype on, and we're waiting for phone calls, but no one's calling in. 213-784-0924. We almost got a phone call from Mr. Balls, Andrew Balls, the artist,
Red Cassette,
formerly known as Red Cassette.
Currently known as Red Cassette.
Is that really his name?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Red Cassette or Mr. Balls?
Andy Balls.
Andy Balls.
Sandy Balls.
I don't know, but he really wanted us to let all of you know that that song was indeed recorded on the internal microphone on his laptop, and that was no joke, even though Zach and I were maybe kind of having a hard time believing
it. You were a little skeptical.
I still am.
But he assures us that...
I got to give him tons of credit. Because he came in blasting. He wrote us an email. It's like, no way. I'd totally do it myself, and I will prove it to you. I will call you. We'll iChat, and we can put the video dealie.
And by the way, you got the link wrong on the show notes.
Yeah, he was all over us. And we're like, all right, man. I'm sorry. Hey, just – okay, then call us. I'll call your bluff. Let's go, dude. Come on. And then – well, he called or he chatted us and then kind of disappeared, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, so, hey, another thing I want to talk about. People, if you haven't gone out and gotten the new Punk Planet, I don't know if people like that at all, but the new Punk Planet, this month's Punk Planet is all about podcasting and micro-podcasting and low-power FM in your neighborhood and stuff like that. It's really interesting. So it's kind of just a different take on what's going on here and stuff like that. So go ahead and pick it up. Support the guys at Punk Planet. Love the – it's issue number 69. And I think it's time for us to get into some music.
What's more tunes?
All right.
Yay!
So break your shell.
Thanks, Malcolm. That's awesome. That's from Malcolm Sosa. The band is Raid Maker.
No, it's Rademacher.
Okay. He sent us... he didn't just like... You know, a lot of bands... You know, we have the music at notesunderground.com. And people send us stuff. And it's really cool. And so this guy sent us an email. And I just wanted to read it real quick. Hi, my name is Malcolm. And I'm writing because A, I love the show. Fun Time Ben from Tracks Up the Tree turned me on to it. And the first cast I heard was the John Vanderslice one. I listened to it yesterday, which kicked ass. I had to email a link to my friend Matt, who owns a studio here in Fresno, because he's a Slice fan. And he just opened up his own studio and stuff.
Power to you.
He loves you guys too, in a totally mushy gay way. Thanks, Matt.
Sweet. Hey, Matt. I love you too, in that kind of mushy gay way.
The B reason I wrote is I recently started a band called Zach?
Rademacher.
Right, okay. We are based out of Fresno, and in the couple of months we've been around, we've had the opportunity to play with some cool people like Early Mart, the Jim Yoshi Pile Up, and Man Man. We put out our first EP a couple months ago, and we're putting out a second in the fall. I wanted to pass on some links to the MP3, blah, blah, key. So anyways, this is... That last song was Playing for Fun from their upcoming EP entitled Ice Age, which is being released on October 15th.
And it will be at Sea Level Records in Echo Park. Want to give a big shout out to Sea Level, kind of the indie music store in our neighborhood. It's a great, great little record store.
Yeah, it's one guy that pretty much just runs the place. It's like he just hangs out. And
yeah, I don't know how well he does either. Like I'm hoping he starts picking, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I go in and buy stuff there whenever I can.
I try to as well. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if you live outside of L.A., why don't you come on over to the Echo Park area and go to Sea Level Records?
It's worth the flight. It really is. It really is. Really.
And then while you're at it, you can get some Masa Pizza across the street.
Right across the street.
Did I tell you that the pizza guy came by?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He delivered a pizza to our next door neighbors. And I just happened to be walking out when he was walking up to their door. And he's like, so I didn't hear from those guys last week. Oh. And I assured him.
About the 12-pound pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a 12-pound pizza. Listen and eat a peach right now.
But he was clearly concerned that you guys were over the 12-pound pizza. As well.
We will have him back.
And that's what I told him. I said, you know, they were just a little pizzaed out. They were interested in some pho.
Yeah, but
some pho.
Yeah. but I assured him that we'll be partaking of the 12-pound pizza yet again.
In the pizza pie album, would you like to partake in my pizza pie?
My pecan pie.
I didn't realize that he actually affected a Indian accent when he said that line.
Would you be proud to partake in my pecan pie?
The pecan pie? So, dude, what's the deal?
We got more shit. We got like three listener submissions this week. That was the first one from Red Mechier.
Rademacher.
Rademacher.
$10. Do you want to put money on this? I give you money. I'll put money on it right now that he'll call back and he'll be like, or he'll email us or some such communique, and be which like, is, "That is not the way you pronounce my band's name."
Which is kind of the whole point. Okay. So send us the phonetic stuff.
Yeah, you know, I got to say that the 9 times out of 10, if you give us more info, it is helpful. We will put it on. We will say it. We will love it.
And then last week we had. That, remember Dana Marks wrote us that really cool email?
The one where she was at the beach and Sandy and the
Sandy
heat stroke.
Girl.
Yeah, Sandy girl whose friend had recently passed on. And we just didn't have time to put together to pull that song that she recommended for us from the band Army of Me. But I went to their site and I checked out some of their music. And I liked one of the tracks. So I thought... maybe we'd play that.
Hit it.
All right.
And a one and a two.
Throw off the tent. You said fear. So
That was Army of Me, right?
Yes.
Army of Me with their track Safe Here.
Alternative Press's unsigned band of the month.
They kind of give me a...
What is Alternative Press, anyways?
It's like a magazine.
It's a magazine.
Yeah, it's basically...
they determine who's next.
Nah, it's interesting because that magazine is not as indie rock as they're very kind of...
Well, if it's a magazine, it's not indie.
No. I'm saying it. They don't even cover a ton of indie stuff.
Uh-huh.
They tend to cover a ton of like emo, post-hardcore, post-punk. How come everything is post? Why is it not possible for us to have a current, like a punk? What is punk now? Nothing is punk. It's post-punk. Nothing is hardcore. It's post-hard, post-hardcore emo slash nugget failure.
Because people have run out of creative ways of describing things, so they're like...
You're saying people are bored?
I don't know. I was talking about words the other day. Bob said relevant, and then I heard somebody else say relevant on TV. And I was like, "What? Why is everybody so obsessed with the word relevant?
And relevancy.
I mean...
The concept thereof.
Is it because everything is so irrelevant lately, and there's a bunch of crap out there, and it's hard to sort your way through it? Or?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what relevant means.
It seemed
like I don't know. I don't understand why people say relevant as if it's like a good thing. Like that to me sounds like, you know, average or mediocre or like, well, it's not bad.
At least it's relevant.
At least it's relevant.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, I think that's kind of like
now it's like a good thing.
A leftover from the 60s or something when being relevant or actually speaking to your generation was really important. And nowadays it doesn't have the same feel. It's not the same thing.
What do you mean? Because it's not important to speak to your generation?
No, because there's so much out there that like there's so many different subsects of the generation or subgroups that get spoken to by a totally different genre of music that it's very difficult to speak solely to your generation with just one, but you know, by just one band or by, you know, it's like, it's just not the same. You don't get that kind of like we join together, unity, take on the man feel anymore. There's a certain level of complacency that's in my opinion, it's taken over.
Interesting.
You see what I'm saying?
Not really.
Why the hell did I just waste all that air?
I don't know, but don't do it again.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
How come I got the elf laughter? I want the give me like the ogre old guy.
So what? Google just launched their new instant messenger today,
which you invited me to, and I picked up on. Hey, I was very happy.
Zach, will you instant message with me?
It's very good. Like you know,
it's Jabber compliant.
But what is the technology that allows it to? Typically, when you in my IMing days, when
to
I would
make phone calls.
No, when I would write something, hit return, my name would pop up again with a colon at the end of it, or my handle, my username would pop up again with the colon at the end of it, and then the last line. So if I wanted,
only do that if it's trading. They
right.
only so that if
but
you
if I,
keep
if I
going
write in sequentially or in a sequence or like
it doesn't keep doing your name. I think that's cool.
I really like that. Like I was like, hey, what the heck? Because
then it makes your sentences. Then it makes multiple statements look like a paragraph,
right.
Which is more like what it is.
It gives you the ability to make a break or change a subject or, you know, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Geek out. You guys are totally geeking out.
Well, wait, this is part of what we do here.
That is the entire purpose of this show.
I love the colon after my name. Oh, my God.
My handle. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Much.
Your
all
handle.
Right, no, we can move on.
It's totally possible if you write on the Google IM machine most recently that it will not put your handle with the colon after it, except for one time. If writing in a sequence, it will you'll be saved that headache.
I like that I can use it with iChat.
I don't see. I gotta say, my IMing skills are weak.
Yeah,
and I feel
that.
Bad
I
because
that.
Really, you know, what
you used
it is?
To be money at it. You should be really good. I mean, we had arguments and whatever on it.
Well, that's because I had an office at that point, and now I work in and everything's open.
Oh, you have a cubicle?
No, not even cubicles, dude. Just open.
Just desks everywhere.
No walls, nothing. Just
desks. That's crazy.
So anyone can see me at any time. Right. So I actually have to work all the time.
Right.
Which really sucks.
No, I do too. My back is facing the front door of the office.
Yeah, I very rarely get some IM in. So, but you know, but the thing is, on the weekends, I want to IM, and I want guys like Seth of Why Me, Worst Music Ever, to, you know, to IM yeah. me. Well, or Funtime Ben. I'm just going to call Funtime Ben from now on. I'm just going to call him Funtime. Yo, Funtime. Yo, yo, yo. What's up, Funtime? Yo, that dude, Funtime.
What's up, Funtime, man?
Oh, dude, I fucking love Funtime, man. His show.
I think Seth puts his IM name on his website.
I believe he does, but I tried to do it today, and he was unavailable for loving. I tried to give him some IM-ish love.
Yo, I tried to do some IM, and it was like nowhere to be found, yo.
I tried to find it, but, you know, I just got the M. I didn't get the I.
Didn't you get another track? We only did one of your tracks, and we did one of mine.
Yeah.
And there's no Bobby tracks.
There's none?
Well, I mean.
You'll remove them?
We'll move it next week. Yeah, we'll do it next week.
All right. Well, I mean, if you click above.
So we got.
There it is.
So we get Twilight Sleep, is that right?
Yes, the one, Like Murder. I really like Twilight Sleep. I think they're from L.A., but I can't tell you. It's two guys. A guy and a girl, excuse me. Very electro cool. Feel the bass.
Feel the bass. Feel the bass. Hit the feel the bass. Feel the bass. Feel the bass. Shadows on my wall.
Okay. Dude. That just transported the three of us into some of our earlier years.
Dude, give me that. Hand me the water, dude.
Yeah, you we were all water. Sitting here bug-eyed.
Dude, check out this lollipop.
Doing the like, hey, dude, where's the water? I'm really, I'm really
thirsty.
Does
anyone have a menthol?
Yeah, that transported me back to my raving days, I gotta say. But I wanted to, I've been trying to bring in other things.
We got one more electronic song coming.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Well, let's keep the party going. Keep the party going swiftly.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, please drop it right
in. I think we might want to give everyone just a little bit of a break.
Nah, bring it, because it's like, boop, boop.
This one is like boop. 8 minutes long.
Oh, okay, then we can talk for a minute.
We might want to end the show with this at the end.
And then just cut out and you know, goodbye.
Yeah, so.
Well, what do we got left?
No, that's it. We just have, we got one more, my brother,
Matt. You want to end it at the end? That's genius.
Thanks, Ren.
Wow. I couldn't resist.
Thank you for picking out my Achilles heel there, which is basically anytime I talk. That's awesome.
You're just sitting there waiting for one of us to trip up, and then, oh! Yeah.
It's like, you said end of the end! Ah! Pull! It's just like skeet shooting. Hey, idiot, pull!
I'll kill you.
Oh, I missed that one. Yeah. I missed that one.
Yeah, my brother Matt sent in a track that he liked, and he was like, you know, I don't know. He just liked it, and he's like, I don't know if you can find a legal download of this one, but if you can.
Did we?
And I did.
Who is it?
I said.
It's at Itch Ike at, and his Mayot.
Mayot. When I was a little kid, I had three older brothers, and they used to just rag on me and pick on me and stuff, and Matt in particular was the one I happened to be spending most time with because he was the one directly above me.
And you are the youngest,
and
correct?
And when he would be, yeah, and I'm the youngest. And he, when he would, yeah, when I said three older brothers, yeah, youngest. Okay. And then when...
All right, this isn't my day.
There could have been five.
I'm going to step back and
just
be quiet.
Yeah, that's right. There could have been five. There could have been one younger, but there wasn't.
All
right. I'm the youngest.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
You're trying to make it.
Winner, winner, winner. Thank
Zachary,
you. Good looking.
The winner there.
See, she screwed you that time. Uh-huh. Now you know what it feels like.
Pain rippling through my spine. Is there time left?
I am your dirty tiger.
Before we get back to Matt, I wanted to say how weird it is that we listen to this podcast novel called Earthcore.
Oh, you did?
The world's first podcast only novel.
I saw that. I really
have you
wanted,
checked it out?
No, is it good?
It's so weird.
This guy's such a conservative prick.
Oh,
sorry.
Bing. Boo. Got him.
Well, I mean, you know, you could tell he's like all about the military. Like it's definitely got like a violent.
Yes, I'm stoked.
Know,
we're in Iraq.
Like human.
And very
democracy prevails.
Any description
kind of thing
of any of the female characters is just completely. Should I not?
No, no,
am
no.
I crossing boundaries?
No, 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 no. I just made it. I farted.
You farted.
Oh. So,
you broke the chair.
She's all looking at my face like, what does that look all about? And I was.
Well, you went, oh.
It was relief.
Wasn't sure.
It was relief.
Okay. Wow.
Hey, if this doesn't get us higher ratings, then I don't know what will. Fart jokes, pooping. If we pooped on air, we'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm you know what? Last week Bobby was filling off. I'm filling off without Bobby. I miss Bobby.
I miss Bobby too.
Bobby, I miss you.
Where are you, buddy? Can you hear me?
Doop, diddly, doodly.
Can you hear me? Hear you?
Boop, 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 hoo, hoo.
Bobby, can you hear me?
Ha 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 ha.
Don't you know we want you on our podcast?
The podcast.
Bobby, can you hear me? Okay.
Wow. Such love.
We miss him.
Notes from
we do.
Instagram.
We miss him.
I miss him. Why you laugh?
I'm not. It's a woo.
It's a woo.
Yeah.
If you do it really quick, it's just like a woo. It just sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like
elves.
An
elves chirping.
No, it sounds like elves orgasming.
Oh, speaking of elves, I got the.
How is that the tangent? I got the segue to next.
I'll be the tangent this time. Fuck it. You know, I don't even give a shit.
Right,
I don't
let's go.
Let's make it a 2-hour show. I
Fine,
don't care.
Bring the pen.
You don't need me.
Fine. I don't need you. I
eldest.
Couldn't set it up.
I got eldest.
Dude! Oh! It's at the store waiting for me. I'm such a Chris Paolini nerd.
I cannot wait.
When did you buy it? Today.
On Tuesday. Yesterday.
Oh, you whore.
Yeah, day it came out.
Oh, it was yesterday.
It's,
I totally blanked yesterday. I should have
like,
gone and got
it's like
yesterday.
Harry Potter on steroids, written by a guy at Harry Potter's age.
Which is all of the well, and he's
it's
not
actually
anymore. It's
21 now. I think it's way more like Tolkien than it is like Harry Potter because the elves and the dwarves and the magic and the wizards and the dragons.
For me, it's Tolkien meets Star Wars.
Yeah, you got to check it out. The first book's called
Aragorn.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it wrong.
You say Aragorn every time, and
Aragorn
sounds like
it's like a dragon.
Someone's premenstrual.
But dude, how do you pronounce?
I don't. Dude, she's Aragorn.
Hey,
hey, that's legit. You say, people say she's ragging right now. Girls, not me. I'm
people
quoting.
Say it
this
doesn't
is,
mean.
This is a quote.
If people say it does not make it right.
Oh, are you serious that ragging's not cool?
Well, I got busted for saying that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, no.
Why?
Uh-uh.
You can't say ragging? But it's not even. How is that derogatory in any way? Is it different? It's no different than saying PMSing.
Well, you can say it out of the lady's presence. But don't you dare ask her. Oh, are you ragging right now?
No, that doesn't fly. No, no, but I'm not in my lady's presence. You know, I say, hey, honey, are you feeling a little off right now? I love you. Please don't shoot me.
His girlfriend happens to be one of my best friends of all time, by the way. So it's an interesting little arrangement.
Dynamic?
Yes.
I just steer clear of that whole thing and don't even ask.
What? Are you nuts? I can't tell what's going on. I have no choice.
So well, just, I try to let him know, like just give him a fair forewarning.
Yeah, there's times where I'm like, no offense, do you happen to be on the?
Yeah, that doesn't go over well.
It did.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, that's what's happening. I'm sorry. Like, no, cool, totally hey. Cool, not a
you
problem.
You must have been very diplomatic
I'm
in
very
the way you
yeah.
asked the
and
question.
And she's like, yeah, no problem, because I'm very like, hey, are yeah. you maybe?
Zach sensitive? No.
Yeah, come
oh,
on, dude.
Sensitive.
I'm one
boy.
Giant open on. Wound. I'm like, hey, I'm don't, ow, that hurts, please. Don't poke, ow, why are you poking? I don't like the poke.
Ooh, is that salt?
Right.
Oh, God.
I feel like Lord Vader with the no.
Oh, jeez. Don't
Why?
Do it.
Don't do the no?
Don't do that gay-ass ending to that third movie.
Dude, officially, let's just
gay
say.
Gay-ass. Now, what do you mean by that,
well,
honey?
Okay, you're right. That was the wrong wording, and I appreciate you
lame
for saying
ass.
So. Lame-ass.
You, can
you
say
had
lame,
to know
right?
I was going to jump on that.
No, she'll, you don't. Yeah, I mean,
of course you did.
I'm the most politically correct motherfucker.
That just said gay ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well I mean, I am
people are believing you right now. There's like people out there in La La Land going, totally pussy.
Oh, I could say gay ass whenever I want?
That's PC.
Awesome. I want to run for president.
So I just real quick, I want to go back to the Star Wars because we did a review of it. Like,
I loved it. I loved it.
You know what? I'm going back and I'm officially giving it. It is a, of the prequels, it is the smallest
I
pile
saw
of.
It once.
The smallest pile of stinking
of
shit.
Doo-doo.
But it is still a pile of stinking shit. And I have worked... I work on the...
Everybody says that. You're not saying anything any of the critics didn't already say by saying that.
Okay. Well, I just... Hey, I'm going to put it out there. You know? I have mad love for George Lucas and what he did in 4, 5, and 6. But 1, 2, and 3, not so much so.
Okay.
So, what were you going to say about your brother Matt?
He sent us a track.
That's
Yay.
It. Are you going to tell us a story about like you getting ragged on and then?
Oh, it's we've tangented so many times is that would just be ridiculous. He used to call me. I used to say Mayotte, like when I was upset.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. I said Mayotte earlier.
No, I caught the Mayotte saying.
But you interrupted me so many times that it's now not relevant.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, right on.
I really wish you would quit interrupting me all the time. I'm trying to, you know, we're trying to podcast here, and you're just always, like, interrupting.
Really?
No. If we didn't interrupt each other, would this show be interesting at all?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Thanks, Ren. Jumping in.
No, you keep it moving. It's nice. I like it.
It's like
it. You let the movie move. He like the movie move.
Anyway,
like
Mayotte is good people. We're a big fan of Mayotte.
Mayotte and his wife.
See, I like
Jess.
I like to call him Matt.
And there's also Amelia.
Amelia Bougainvillea.
Amelia Bougainvillea. This one's for you.
Oh.
Epileptic fit here.
I cannot deal with repetitious sounds like that. That absolutely almost kicked the buck, the flicker.
Dude, I bet, like, if you turn that on, though, like, right before you're about to engage in, like, some serious work. You ever, like, listen to electronic music when you're working?
No.
I'm so productive. If I have, like, 10 minutes
it's,
or 15.
It's musical speed, dude.
It gets you going, dude. If you're like, shit, okay, I've got to get this design done in 15 minutes. Or even if you don't have a timeline, but if you're like, okay, I just don't want anybody to bother me, and I'm going to crank out this thing or whatever. Especially if there isn't music. Especially if there aren't lyrics. You know what I mean?
And especially if you don't have to write words.
But yeah. I think you can even, yeah, yeah, if you don't, but
you,
but you
creative.
Can be writing code, or you can be doing, like, graphics.
Or update
or
emails.
Anything creative or whatever, and this kind of music, just like, I get so much more done. Anyway, so that I have a feeling that's probably why my brother likes it, because he's a geeky, he's a geeker.
Yeah. Well, it also, did you notice the Moog reference in there?
Yeah.
And that was
Atomic Moog is the name of that track.
Okay. Well,
I wonder if there's some words about war and like.
Well, I wonder
bomb
if that's also
stuff in there.
Maybe been produced since Moog died. Is that a possibility?
Oh, maybe.
Is that maybe a track in, you know, a synthesized track that's been created in
wait, when
in,
did he die? Didn't Lee just say
shoot.
It? Didn't Lee to Dork
it wasn't
say
just. It was. It's been like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, no. This was sent to me weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Then no.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died over the weekend, I think.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I guess that,
but how did that turn in? How did we turn into the rave cast all of a sudden?
We always have one more electronic track show, and I dig that.
I do too. That's one of the reasons I brought it. I wanted to
do punk
variety.
We do electronic. We do folk.
You know, what we don't do enough of, and this is my fault.
Hip hop
is the hip hop. I need to get on.
I agree.
That is my forte. Like, I know all the bands, but yeah, I gotta be honest.
We totally need to do more hip-hop.
Hip-hop, they don't really give you many MP3s. I have looked on a ton of sites and come up short every time. Look for Bus Driver, Shakespeare, you know, all the Living Legends crew. Like, anyone. I'd love to just, I want to stay pod safe, otherwise I would just rip a track. And the other one we don't do any of, and this is even more upsetting to me, is international. I've been looking at a bunch of
World music.
Yeah, like some Brazilian guys that are really kicking, right. And I want to make sure I get more of that on there. So next week I'll
maybe
kick
we
some
can
of
get
that.
Some of that Rai Cooter
French hip hop.
Well, that's MC Solar. Other than that, I don't like it.
Oh. Well, there you go.
MC Solar is dope, but he's huge. It's like trying to get the 50 of France.
There's pretty much only one French hip-hop.
No, there's a ton. I don't like him. I don't like the rest of them. He's the sickest. If you don't know MC Solar, go check out MC Solar. He is the sickest. I got tons of albums from him. La Claire Fontaine, Gomari Puck. Done. It's banging. Does this signify the end of the show, Mitch?
Is this the parting melody?
Thank you. And good night from Notes from the Underground, August 25th, 1976.
This was so much fun.
Piss off. Piss off. Piss off. Piss off. It sounded like you said, piss off.
Piss off. Oh, by the way, don't ever come back.